Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Now, welcome to our sympathy, Numna. Yes, you can say. Ana so yakwa wiase momoma ya hanin san ensren bebre ama omo nam ye ne yo paso ehu ye nyankopon wanka se omo nam ye ntumi nioma ye yeso omo hu nyankopon ose ma wo hanin san ensren bebre ama woni ya pa wo ye no aya dansidie adiama wonu mo pa wonu pese omo hwe.
How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about, where is the emphasis? Doing good. What is the secondary thing? And healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He said that I am anointed to do good. The power of God is coming upon the church so that there will be an explosion of love, like in Acts of the Apostles, to do good and win the man and win this world for him.
Na sara suru nyame ngosra no ba sori no so ama yesu etumi akwa ayane a eye yayayam yie na yetumi agwe akra ama Kristo.
Love is God's ability to win the world.
Na wonyame tumi a wode gye wiase ne odo.
And human beings respond to love.
Na nipa biara ogye odo.
The early church moved in love and power. Because of that, God was daily adding to the church. That is proper growth. Some people talk about 3,000 at a time, but look, the proper growth. You don't grow, you're a baby today, and then the next day you are growing beard. No, you don't grow like that. The proper healthy growth is the growth that daily you grow.
Na se ye kan wonyini a enya se bi akwagina ba bi ose o nipa se ne ba ma sori da bi ana se wa bo wa wa bo fra wa di busu minsia ade ba chi ba hena nisi afifi na agbodwa ba na ehu enya sa na enyini enyini ya na nkakranka.
The body of Christ, like your body, must grow gradually, daily.
He
does not want us not to grow. We become ake and popo, and then suddenly 3,000 people come to join the church. That is not the way the body must grow. The body grows daily, gradually, and that is how this church is growing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am amazed at the early missionaries who came, and they didn't come with signs and wonders. They came at a time that our fathers, our ancestors were worshipping idols. Every family had idols. They were bowing to rivers and trees and all that. They didn't come with signs and wonders. They came just with love. They came teaching them that this water is not good. They sang wells for them. They built schools for them. What else did they do? They built clinics for them. They taught them various handiworks and all that. And that is what made them win these idolatrous people for the Lord in the north. If you go there, the Catholic Church and the inroads that they made in the heathen north was not because there was massive crusades and signs and wonders. They led their idols because of love. They could see somehow that these people, they care about our education. They care about our health. They care about the fact that we don't have food to eat. They care about the fact that we are walking around naked. They care about the fact that we don't have good potable water to drink. They minister to that need. That is what concerns men. And if you have to win people, what is important to them, no matter what you think, must of necessity be important to you also, so that they will feel loved and they will feel like, let's go join. So the father will call his three wives all of them, we are going into the Catholic Church, not because of anything, but because when they were in pain, they ministered love, God's love. Where Africans were not going, these white missionaries went there. That was enough love to let them know that these people, they care. God has put something in human beings. We are creatures of love. He himself has a love nature, and we respond to only one thing. When we go out there with doing good, before secondarily healing must be a love too.
Na senye enka no ka brofo edi kan e ba ha e ba ba kan wo nyame asem e de tireye wo mo amma kan ne se wo mo ba be ya nwanwade ansa na mo mo ba ye yefiefie a abusum siwo ensuo bia ye busum dia kase bia ye busum mo mo ba be tire do e sha sisi ye too well ensuo ye pompu bi na wo mo ye school e ya doctor ya dear treacher, one man no more dear. Omo betra or Doncassa, and near man, nay ye hear dear war baby Diamotino. Omo who say ye hear dear no more yamau. Nan is soon to no moody or do eddy at the tray. And to my old call as soon halfway, Ubaco baby Roman so for Obamo Tariasa, or Dubeco school, I do a bishop, obey your bibia, and to my fear back woman yina. Nay, Mary, Joseph, Yohani, Atu, Timpara, Obiani, di Bibikan, ho. Na omo ba ya ebusio ku ayako asori di edifu fro ene eko. Na yesu so wanyame boyen sara. Wanyame sunu odo womubi. Na so wanyame se waboyen senin sesu dia. Ene na odo suwa ewo wanyame munu ebisu ewo yemu. Enoti ewo se yedi sana mwani ne tukai. Ansana ye dia mwangwa dia asa yare ayenye eka hunyina. Sa wuchile odo di mana. Ono no so betumi anantu wodom e di aba. Ama sama woka wide yan kwa di asa mamano. Wetumi aji.
Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is upon, come upon you and you will be witnesses.
Na woka asuma fusem na wasi ube nye tumi na nechire ni wetumi aka hunyamia.
These were words that Jesus Christ spoke to the 12 apostles.
Na weyan sema yesu kachire esuyafu odumi eno.
These 12 have seen an explosion of power before. In their first wonder, they committed mistakes in prioritizing. They have seen power before, but they had not had an explosion of love before. They had not had an explosion of God's divine ability, miraculous love ability to win the world. They had not seen it before. So Jesus said that you guys, you have seen a lot of wonders and miracles and all that, but there is a certain nature of God that I am going to send to you when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And so I do not want you to go out there and go and preach until you have this nature of God that has been imported and then fixed to your life. So he said that wait for that power. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down upon them. Romans chapter 5 verse 5 says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that is given unto us. Is love the divine ability of God to win the world for himself? Is love the dunamis power, the miraculous power that transforms the life of men, that works the greatest miracle ever, that changes a dying man and gives him life? Could love, I'm just asking you a question, could love be what Jesus Christ meant when he said that wait for a certain ability of God to win the world? Could it be? I just said, could it be? Because I know that when the Holy Ghost came upon them, all of a sudden there was an explosion of love in the church. Nobody looks down upon the other. They just respect one another. They love one another. They share their food. They share their properties. There is an explosion of love. Because of that, every day they were attracting. I believe that Jesus was confirming his word in John chapter 13, that by love all men will know that you are my disciples. Not signs and wonders. It even scares the world. It even makes them confused. Is it God's one or the devil's one? And everybody will write it off. I'm not sure about this. But not love. The devil cannot show love to anybody. I'm talking about an explosion of love on the dying world, on the sinner, on that friend of yours who does not go to church? Are we going to just wait, not respect them, not minister to them, and all of a sudden organize a crusade? Do you think that they are fools? No, they will come for the healing, but they will not change. Because God's ability to transform the world is with his love. And there is coming a great explosion of love upon the church, and I'm bringing my message to an end.
Na sani asase no esuafo no koye a omu kotinye omu koye ne omu de tumene no omu de koye enu ti mra Kristo okwa no se montwen na susunkunkun no ma mo so ansa na wo bisa se anaso sa susunkunkun na e ma omu so no na ye odo ana esanse enu ne tumi kase a wo betume ade age akrankwa enu ti wo Roman fonguma ne Yohane fonguma se de okan ye na onyakopon na sem ni tia ne se odon kuto na yetume di ji nipa eba Kristo nchai obro sama de a woni bidda na wonya bidi su da sana temuda beba yodo enu su na Yesu woni pa na se Yakupon woni pa enu ti se wo wa sa wodo na no osro se wo wodo a wodi bedo ti se dia Kristo do ye na no osro enu ti na wo betume di a ji nipa nkwa e di aba Kristo nchai na se wo di tumi na ye de a na wan kire wodo ansade a oni akoba beje tumi na sane ho yare oba beje tumi na ye ni opese o ye wie nemom esu na wo se asistan na o tumi friend who say Christo ni mapane de na anyway san say wan kire odo anfan kire no
Matthew 25
Matthew sympathy
as I close
emra wo wie
verse 34
edia sankrun
how do we show our love to God
ye be se dan ya kire ye do edia kire onyame
how do we respond to the father's love
na nyame ne do wode ma ye be dan age
verse 34 Then the king will say to those on his right hand, the king. This is the establishment of the kingdom. Come, you blessed of my father. Inherit a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of this world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? And thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger or a refugee and took you in? Or naked and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and came to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, be assured of it. What I'm saying to you, that in as much as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Over here, Jesus Christ is giving us 6 areas plus preaching, power preaching, that we must perform as the church of the Lord. When he said this, he was not speaking to Save the Children Fund or UNICEF. He was not speaking to UNHCR. They were not there. He was speaking to his church. The devil has a way of confusing the church and taking away the mandate of the church and making the church impotent in ministering to the world. The devil has a way of just repeating, as it were, counterfeiting what God has given to the church to do. And the church should not be deceived into other areas and think that taking care of the hungry is not the church's work. And taking care of the thirsty is not the church's work. And taking care of the sick, visiting the sick. You will notice Jesus didn't say healing the sick.
Yeah.
He was just talking about being a good person. Mm. Being so good that even when the person is sick, on a sick bed, you are so good in ministering to this sick person, visiting the sick person, that you give his heart to God, even when he is sick.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
He was talking about visiting the prisons. It's not charge that speaks loud about conditions in our prisons. It is the church of the living God. I tell you what, there is coming such an explosion of love. There is coming the Holy Ghost upon us, and he is bringing such an explosion and demonstration of love.
Yes.
That the people of the church, yes, are going to attract the world.
Yes.
By their love, they are going to attract the world. Jesus said that you go do it to the least of these my brethren, whether you think they are Jewish people who rejected Jesus. He says that those who reject me, feed them, clothe them, give them something to drink. I mean, put food on their table. I tell you what, the Lord Jesus didn't have in mind that you yourself, you will not have food, so that you cannot feed the poor. He had in mind that you are going to have food. Because if you don't have food, how can you give food to the hungry? And if you don't have clothing yourself, how can you spare some clothing for the naked? If you do not have what it takes yourself, how can you visit the prison? Jesus says that you are not part of it. There is coming such a financial shift to the church that is going to authorize the church. This one is not spiritual anointing, but that is going to so anoint us to be able to minister with the strategy Jesus Christ gave unto us. And we shall do it and 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 sustain it and do it, just because God has shifted finances to the body of Christ, to your life, that you can obey the Bible.
Now send a ya yen sub and some yan adia fan. Adia no kwa kompo no ama ye tuntum su any sube wun say fita. And what you say, you and your mimma, dear, ya ma quite da. As I say, you bear your chicken if you and you sooner you will. I said, you and your mekana sam the fun. So, what can kind of sam my year can I was say? So, come a demi, a come a demi, may ya re ye, dear my baby, and then you know, say, why ya mammy, you know, back when I why ya mammy. Now, no, yammy won't come when you know what Tim Pobby won it, Tim, so who need here? Wo wo benya bi na wo dia mo bi wo wo benya kai na wo dia tu akọ hospital akọ sra wo bi won kan amen wo ni esese wunya no e wo se wunya onya mi sa adwene na na owo de ma esese se wa tare ba ku na otu de ba sori abede yama wo nyon kwa ne ho da ho ana se woni kwa po betumi akọ hospital nya se wan kase kọ bompa yesa ne yare o wo se wo sra no no wo kọ wa kọ sra no ne bi se na poma kan sem de bi a chre no no. And as a wound is card by Fakaya Bedanko. And no tin yamini timpon is say. And Pempen Sobi Babe do a sorry Pempen Sobia. Men no woo on Yami Beshrae. Then Snow are de my and Minya Kai. One Snow will sell woo for Yahoo. Or Snow will sell woo. Ube to me, dear Yana Sam Nisadia Wakan. Ube to me, Amo Binsuo. Ube to me, Ako Prisia Kosra will be. Ube to me, Tuanamako Hospital Akosra will be. Ube to me, Yata. yare dia mo bia hye kai me nua se sabre ne dua men fa nya wankasa we san se wonyame aka na wo beye amana sori so agina na ne na ada obunsa peso de fa so de sai asori no eri nye ye de san se ye be gina na ya ye se de wonyame asem ka.
You know, many people in reaching the end of their ministries see that they should have given themselves more to love works than to power works. First John chapter 2 verse 8 to 10 says that if you walk in love, then you are walking in the light. But if you do not walk in love, then you are sitting in darkness. You are squinting, or you are wearing goggles, now, or you have closed your eyes and you are moving around.
Now, what say? Well, Yohane asempa no baby. I say, "Se wo nante wo domu dia, ena na wo nante wo han no mo. Na se wo nante wo domu dia, ena na wo dasua eti sumu."
God is able to make all grace abound towards you. I said God is able to make all grace abound towards you. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, will abound unto every good work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not be deceived by the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals. If you Google Millennium Development Goals, about 8 things will come to you. And then those things are things, in fact, very horrifying statistics. Time will fail me to let you know about 70% of Africans living on less than $1 a day. Time will fail me to let you know that 15 million women die a year giving birth. Yes. You will not be part of that statistic.
Yes.
And the majority are in Africa. Mm. What kind of love are we showing to the world? Mm. Time will fail me if I tell you these are all. If you Google, go to the net, you'll find out over 1 billion people don't have access to good drinking water just around us here. It's real. 1.4 billion people don't have decent meal. In the year 2000, over 1.2 people couldn't write their names. 30,000 children die a year of preventable diseases, preventable causes. 2/3 of the world's work is done by women, yet they are the poorest of the poor.
Merci.
These things, ladies and gentlemen, are assignments that God wants us to do. He wants us to go beyond evangelism and bring His kingdom of love, His kingdom of peace, His kingdom of prosperity to our society. Right where we are, He does not want us to be in a hurry to go away to heaven. He wants us to show the people of this earth His love before finally we leave. I believe that God wants us to walk in love. And this year we will start vigorously as a church, going out, maybe with Kansas City, going out there with the gospel of Jesus. Make sure that you are part of this, because Jesus can leave all of us here and then go out there to that sheep who is outside, who was not in church today. Is it possible that Jesus is not even in church? That He is out there to the person who is not in church. His heart is there. And that is where we should show our love to God. What He loves is what we should love. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.com. www.ekingdomliving.org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.